Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blessed opportunity you've given us once again to gather and study in your word. Help us now as we study to understand it and apply it in the right way and draw closer to you. As we pray in Jesus' precious holy name, amen. Continue with our Miracles and Wonders series. If you will, turn to 1 Kings chapter 18. We can see here where Elijah goes up against the prophets of Baal and the challenge that he puts toward them as it unfolds here in 1 Kings chapter 18, picking it up in verse 17. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Baalim. Now, following Baalim is following Baal, which is a pagan god, and they were following paganism, and that was, of course, against the commandments. You're supposed to love God Almighty only. Might be bringing in these other false gods and worshiping them. And Ahab was leading the children of Israel down that dangerous pathway as well. He was the one that was troubling Israel, not Elijah. In verse 19, Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people, and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. This double-minded attitude that they had. Got to make up your mind. Who are you going to follow? Who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust in the Lord? Or are you going to trust in anything else? There are so many varieties now, so many various pathways that are wrong, but only one pathway to God, and that is by way of Jesus Christ. They were dealing with a lot of that back then, but today there's even more of it. You think, well, they're no longer worshiping Baal, but this would fall into anything that you lift up above serving God, no matter what it is, whether it's a person, whether it's a belief system, whether it's an attitude of not wanting to worship anything. Even that in itself is a religion. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I, only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. Now he's putting forth a challenge, a simple demonstration of the power of God available to Elijah to demonstrate to these people around how the prophets of Baal were worthless. As he continues, verse 24, And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. Look, they were pleased with that. Put forth this challenge and see who is able to perform this task. And then they would follow that one. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, and for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us, But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or he peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened." See, now Elijah's poking fun at him. Thinking, well, maybe your God is busy. He don't have time to take care of right now. Get his attention. Cry out a little bit louder. Maybe even wake him up. In verse 28, "And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And when the stones he, and with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, Fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar and filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, He is the God, the Lord, He is the God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let none of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again 7 times. And he came to it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's head. And he said, Go up. Say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. All these miracles and wonders that were being performed right there in front of the children of Israel to help them, to get their attention, to bring them back into serving the Lord. If they would have only studied their history all the way up to this time, seeing all the many, many miracles and wonders that the Lord had already performed with and for the people of Israel, they could have learned from the past. But isn't it sad how much today that there is so much effort to cover up history, to destroy history, to rewrite history, to alter it? But what is really going on is they are trying to change the direction and the behavior of people into what they want them to be, to be anti-Christ individuals, to turn against the Lord. We need to remember our history. We need to know our history because we learn from the mistakes that we've made in the past. When you try to erase everything, then you cannot learn from that past. You try to rewrite it and alter it because you want to manipulate somebody. And that's what we see today. These people were altered. These people were manipulated. These people did not know their history. So it's very important to take the time to study the Word of God that has been preserved for us, to know the lessons that we can learn from all the wondrous things that have happened in the past. Take every opportunity you have to study. All right, now if you will turn over to 2 Kings, we can see here another incident where fire was used and displayed the power of God working through Elijah, as we see also one of the leaders turning against the Lord and turning to the pagan god of Baal, as it reads in 2 Kings chapter 1. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab, and Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, Go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. Crying out to a false god, crying out to Satan, basically, instead of to the Lord. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it not because there is not a God in Israel that ye go to inquire of Beelzebub, the God of Ekron? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers turned back unto him, he said unto them, Why are ye now turned back? And they said unto him, There came a man up to meet us, and said unto us, Go, turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Is it not because there is not a God in Israel that thou sendest to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And he said unto them, What manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words? And they answered him, He was an hairy man, and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, It is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50, and he went up to meet him, and behold, he sat on the top of an hill. And he spake unto him, Thou man of God, the king hath said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Again also he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50, and he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath the king said, Come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with him 50. And the third captain of the 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah, and besought him, and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. That one had the right attitude. He came humbly and said, I'm doing a job that's been assigned to me to do. Please don't kill me. And with respect, and see what happens. Behold, there came down fire from heaven and burned up the two captains of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore, let my life now be precious in thy sight. And the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, Go down with him. Be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, For as much as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, is it not because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. So he died according to the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? It's so awesome, all these wondrous things that he has recorded for us to study. These men come to him with this arrogant attitude and, hey, the king's wanting you, get down off there and come with us, you know, and they thought they could come up in such defiance, and what happens? The Lord kills him, burns him up. We need to know and really respect and honor the Lord and his servants. Don't be disrespectful to a man of God, because bad things can happen to you. And most of all, don't be disrespectful to the Lord, because really, really bad things can happen to you. And this was the last of these fiery wonders that we see, till right before Elijah is taken up, raptured into heaven, as we see unfolding here in chapter 2 of 2 Kings, where it reads, And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. We're not given the details about how these folks were all revealed that Elijah was fixing to get raptured up. But it's clear that at this time they know it, and Elisha knows it. Elisha wants to see it. He wants to witness it firsthand. So he's wanting to hold on to Elijah and see this, stay with him closely so he can witness this wondrous event as it continues. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, And knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. That shows you the kind of power that was right there in the hands of Elijah to utilize. Power from God, that he didn't have to even worry about getting wet when he went across the Jordan. He'd tap it and it'd dry it and he'd be able to walk right across on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee." And Elisha said, "I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me." He wanted twice as much as what Elijah had. Could he handle it? We'll see. And he said, "Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so." And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof." And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elisha." And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, "Behold, now there be with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master, lest peradventure the spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain." Now they're saying, well, maybe he just got pulled up in a whirlwind and he's going to fall down on a mountain somewhere. We got to go find his body. They didn't realize that he was taken up to heaven. He was raptured up. Read 16 again. And he said unto him, "Behold, now there be with them servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master, lest peradventure the spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley." And he said, "Ye shall not send." And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, "Send." See, they didn't believe, they didn't trust. They said, "Let's go see if we can find him." And he's telling him, "Don't bother." He saw him go up. They sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, "Did I not say unto you, go not?" And the men of the city said unto Elisha, "Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is naught, and the ground barren." And he said, "Bring me a new curse, and put salt therein." And they brought it to him, and he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, "Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land." So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. Right then, he just starts right into doing these miracles. Parted the water of Jordan so he could walk across. And then now here, he's healing this drought. And in verse 23, "And he went up from thence unto Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city, and mocked him, and said unto him, Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and looked on them, and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the wood, and tare 40 and 2 children of them." Once again, displaying, don't be going up against the godly man. not going to go well for you. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. And we can get into some more of the adventures and the wondrous things that Elisha gets into and displays the miracles and wonders of the Lord. It's awesome that we have these things available to us, as we've already spoken, to be able to receive these things and to know that this event of taking Elijah up into heaven has a purpose. Many believe, as well as I believe, that Elijah is going to be one of the two witnesses during the tribulation time. Because we know from the accounts in Genesis that Enoch was taken up, that he walked with God and he was taken. So he was raptured up, didn't die a normal human death, and Elijah as well, taken up, didn't die a normal human death. But we know, as it is prophesied in the book of Revelation, that two witnesses will come down from heaven and be witnessing during the tribulation time, and at the midpoint of the tribulation time, the Antichrist is going to kill the two witnesses. And they are going to be laying there dead for 3 days, but then the Lord's going to raise them from that death and rapture them back up to heaven. Thus, they have had their physical death. Because as it says in the Word of God, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So these two men who have not yet died a normal human death, we'll do that in the tribulation time. Enoch, and now we see Elijah. The two that have been raptured up, that will come down and be witnesses in the last days. Amazing how everything pulls together. All these events all throughout all of history, little bits and pieces of the view, you put them all together and you see the whole picture. It is so amazing, and really, truly is miraculous and wondrous. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you oh so much for this time you've given us to be able to study some of the history, and that looks forward to what's going to happen in the future as well. Help us all to always realize the importance of keeping you number one in our lives. Stay away from the false gods and never disrespect one of yours. We thank you oh so much as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Thank you all.